It's time for Wisdom on Replay with Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim. Wisdom on Replay is brought to you by Levy Steel, the Candywood Wine Cellar, and Cafe 422. Here's your host, Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim.
And welcome back. It's the Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim the Guru Divine.
We got a new title every week. What's happening, Tommy? How are we doing?
I'm okay.
Carl, what's going on?
Same old stuff, different day.
Yeah, a little bit of wind.
If
you guys
day.
Hear the wind whistling through the office today, it's pretty windy
this
up here in Liberty. It's
crazy. Yeah, I cannot stand.
Oh, is it 70 the other day?
70, and then it's snowing. I was just out there while it was snowing.
Now I walked across my grass and it was crunching. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? This is nuts. Absolutely nuts.
And it's spring not, weather for you.
But it's not. Good for business.
It's supposed to be 60 mile an hour gusts all today and tonight. Isn't
one
that
short
pleasant?
Of a tornado.
I just put a bunch of stuff out on my porch for spring and summer like a goof.
Well, your neighbors will get the
share. Yeah, I'll blow it down the road. Somebody else can use it.
There you go. That's it.
There you go.
You're always generous.
Oh, I got
Tommy. Always generous.
Nothing wrong with the house, but my hand hurts.
Tommy had a boo-boo.
A big boo-boo. And Jim gave me good advice, like always, and I didn't listen. And 5 days later, it's worse than it could have been if I would have just had it looked at.
Listen, Tommy's not the only one. We're both kind of
I'm
in the
very
old school.
Stubborn. I had to almost die
guy.
With that tooth before I went
yep,
in.
Yep, exactly.
I couldn't even talk. Anthony Cafaro goes, do not come into this building with that, the
exactly.
way you all look.
Well, and that's in the case with both of us. You know that. I get... break. You know, when I cut my hand open, I'm at work the next day. I slip my hand wide open. I'm all, let's go to work. And that was a bright idea.
How about my sister? I just want to throw this in. Sorry, Chris, if you hear the show, but she was so accident prone. Now, look.
She was the ungraceful one in the family, huh?
She had my brother underneath her on a sled going down Packer Park Hill. There's only one pole.
Oh.
On the bottom of that hill.
Yep, the one foul.
She
the
made
one light pole.
A beeline right. I go, why isn't she steering it? Why?
Bang.
Bang, right into that.
Ouch.
So she comes up the hill, and of course me, I'm mad that she's going to ruin our fun day. You're fine,
she
I keep saying.
She broke the sled, yeah.
She took her gloves off, and the tips of her fingers fell out in the snow.
Oh.
Yeah. Cut them right off at the end. Oh. I go, does this mean we have to go home?
Jeez, rub some dirt on
I
that.
Mean, not to laugh at her. At her,
but, you know,
at her
and she plight, also but. Had a. She broke her wrist, got the cast off. We came home. She walked in, tripped over a hammer, and went right back to the hospital for stitches. She come walking in. They go, no, you're discharged.
Somebody
no, we're
need
back.
To carry her in. Somebody need to carry her around the house.
She went right back for 15 stitches. Oh. Well, so I want to talk about some things today, Jimmy, and one of them is, well, first of all, I want to thank Master's Bar and Grill. He's right over there. You could probably hear me through the wall. Sherry Gordon Hair Salon, Crusaders Financial with Timmy May and Perlene Asphalt. And I want to talk about...
We'll talk a little World Baseball,
World Baseball
Classic for a little bit. Then Tommy's going to make me talk about the Den and Diamond Nine.
And what's going on?
We never do.
And then
we're going to be a little more extensive.
And Carl's going to have a stumper question. I'm looking at these teams, and Canada's undefeated. Like, who? Canada's famous for hockey. Let's see.
Curling.
Syrup.
Curling.
I didn't know they had baseball players in Italy.
They do.
Piazza's gone.
They
and
do.
Yogi Berra's gone. I don't. Who does Italy have? What am I missing here?
Vinny Pasqualone. I'm trying to think who else. Rene Tassoni, who played in the big leagues for a few years.
No Tony Coniglio.
Nope. They got some AAA guys. And, you know, the thing is, if you have somebody that traces, I know we've had guys that went and played professionally in Italy. They have a league over there. And it's very interesting because they only play on the weekends. They play two doubleheaders on the weekends, and all week they just sit and eat and drink wine and practice.
And take naps.
And take naps. Yep, they get set up. It's a good setup. We had about four or five clients go over there and play, and the rule is you had to somebody within the somebody had to be with all respect to the nationality. Somebody within three generations had to be off the boat. So if you have somebody that you can prove they came over, you know, then you're eligible. Mike Piazza was that way.
Oh, okay. Because I saw the Dominican roster. And
please,
really.
And like, what's amazing to me, the two theoretical best teams in the World Baseball, the USA was supposed to run away with it. They're loaded. And they barely got in. That's the part that kills me. Canada makes a run. Italy makes a run.
I'm missing that one, I guess.
Now, if you look at Nola from the Phillies, he
Cuba's
was pitching.
Not doing that good. I thought
no,
they would do well.
No, well, you know what? Those guys are jumping ship. That's the thing is, you know, before they just stay in Cuba. They played as professionals, and the government took care of them. But then these guys are seeing, you know, Yasiel Puig and guys like that over the years that have jumped ship and get 30, 40 million, and, you know, they take the slow boat over or however they, you know, if they're playing over here, they sneak off. And a lot of American agents, you know, a lot of Cuban-directed, you know, American agents are helping these guys sneak off and find refuge in countries where they can stay for a little while and get then they get declared American. El Duque and his brother, they did a 30 for 30 on it. They both.
Pascual? Perez?
No. Oh, gosh. Carl, you need to chime in here pretty soon. the Hernandez brothers.
El Duque was Hernandez.
Right. Yeah. But you get, like I said, you get in, you know, we're talking about the international game, and there's so many different, and that's what they want. Part of this is marketing. You know, the funny thing that makes me laugh about this is
marketing.
Expressing the game in Europe, London, England's got a team. Canada's had a good foothold. I've had clients from up in Canada. One of the biggest sports agents, Mike Bonanno, he handles almost exclusively Canadian players, and he's got a thriving practice up there. And he played it. He went and played in Italy. Good player, played junior college ball down in Florida. We keep in touch.
The Netherlands has a team.
Yep. And there's been some Kenley Jansen's a Netherlands guy. That's where he made the conversion. He used to be a catcher.
I thought you had to be born in the country.
If you got a family member that's generational there,
whatchamacallit's
playing second base for the Yankees. I think he's playing for England because it's, you know, he's Bahamian. He's one of the first players from the Bahamas. And I'm pretty sure the Bahamas is an England driven, you know, like India. They were part of the British Commonwealth.
I did not know that.
Yep. So you're seeing a lot of that. But it's interesting to me. Well, then you saw Scooble pitch for the U.S. He threw the first game, and then he goes, "I'm done," because he wanted to be ready for Detroit, and he didn't realize the amount of commitment that those games were probably. Is good or better competition than what he's going to see in spring training.
I think it's great for the players. I'm not so sure I'd want my star pitcher out there.
Well, that's what he did. He went and then there's another guy with the Cubs who's supposed to be the projected opening day starter. He threw a game, and then the Cubs put it to him. Stay there or you're going to become the fifth starter instead of the number one.
You're spending a lot of money.
Oh, trying to keep these guys safe. You know, they're like porcelain dolls anymore. You can't.
I thought, is this the first year for this? Because I don't remember this.
No, they've had it, but I think this is the first year that a lot of it's here. I think there's more than one site here because they're down in Miami. If I'm correct, Carl, there's a couple different U.S. sites. And it's a moneymaker because now you've got everybody all over the world watching. The DR, I mean, they're going to sell out every site they got, every TV they've got in the hovels over there. It's going to be on. That's a one-sport country. They're not play. They play a little bit of soccer. They're either doing sugarcane or they're baseball players. And that's how. If you ask anybody, that's how you get out of the country.
I thought it was an amateur thing. I don't know. I guess I wasn't.
Well, it's kind of like the Olympics used to be.
Yeah.
And then you know, define amateurism now. I mean, the Olympics got NBA players. The hockey part's got professional hockey players because it wasn't drawn anymore with amateurs. You know, U.S. was good. If the U.S. is thriving in a sport, you can guarantee ratings are going to be up. So now
women's hockey now is
in the Europeans.
I didn't even know the
Europeans in basketball there for a while were running roughshod over to college kids in the U.S. So then the U.S. just said, okay, you guys think you own? You know, they start talking. It's our game. Well, yeah, let's bring in Bird and Johnson, and you know, bring in the Dream Team. Dream Team 1, 2 to 10, and. Now it's back to the U.S. says it's our game, and they're trying to expand parts of
it. I don't know, but if you look at the NBA, the stars are not from the United States.
No, and because we let them, Because they're hungry, man. These guys, they copy what we do and they get after it. That's the thing with baseball now. You know, that's why we have RBI. You know, we always talk about that. What a great organization that is. You know, and trying to help kids in the inner city, trying to help. And really what it is, it's a masked idea. Try and keep American kids in the game, you know. Because if not, the Venezuelans, the Dominicans, the Latin Americans, they're coming, man. We were just talking out there. If you went to Pirate City right now, you know, they gave the American draft is a marketing tool to keep American kids in the game and make the parents think, well, my kid can make $10 million, $12 million, whatever. They're not subject to that in Latin America. It's free agency. You get, you know, they have one kid that signs for $6 million, but then there's guys that sign. You go to Pirate City, there's probably you got good 40% of the Latin kids there, 15, 20, maybe 10, because that's all the money in the world to them. You know, and then they go. And they, you know, they plug it out over here and see where it takes them. The Valdez kid that got in a fight with his catcher last year with the Astros. That kid was signed, and usually, I mean, they're signing over there now. They're getting commitments from 13, 14 year olds, and then signing them at 16. Like I said, they're basically farming their best crop, which is ball players in the Dominican and Latin America. But when you look at that, and you start that Valdez kid, I think he got $1,000. And he got to the big leagues. That's unheard of when a guy's like that far down the food chain. But you see it with like Altuve, these guys that walked in at free agency at a tryout and got cut. They didn't. Altuve went back a second day. The story with him was he went in, they said, no.
Too small.
He literally shows up the next day and goes, can I try again? And he got lucky there was some dude there that liked him. That was high up in the Astros organization, and they signed him. Now look, he's one of the best players in the game. You really Ramirez was,
you know, and that's funny. You just brought those two names up. Those are guys. If you saw them
on the street, never
you
think,
would never dream in a million years they're hitting 30, 40 home runs.
Oh, Ramirez, when Cleveland got him, I mean, he was as raw as it got. He couldn't catch, couldn't throw. He walked in, and I think it's not an exaggeration. I think he was hitting with a branch from a banana tree that they molded into a bat. I mean, he was as uncivilized, nothing against him, God bless. But I mean, he was from the most uncivilized, the most destitute part of the Dominican. And he walked in and he hit and they signed him. And then if anybody remembers, too bad we couldn't call Jordan, I'll tell you, when Ramirez came to the Scrappers when, you know, the Indians owned them, he was dead raw. He DH'd a lot, but he kept developing.
He's actually a great third baseman.
Great player. He was originally a second baseman. And they moved him over to third.
I remember that. Yeah, you're right.
He couldn't move. He didn't. I mean, he could. I have a good friend of mine, John Thompson, from one of our sponsors from Montrose Auto Group, and he was a great player down in Florida. He played at Kent, then he went back to Florida Gulf Coast. And he wasn't a great runner. But I'll tell you what, he was the fastest kid I saw going 10 yards any direction. That's what made him a great player. He hated to run the 60, which is what we guide players by. Couldn't stand it. But he would, if he had to go 10 yards, 10, 15 yards, go get a ball, go get a pop, fastest kid you ever saw. And I used to go, why don't you just think you're going, like if I throw a baseball ahead of you in the 60 and you got to go run it down, you think, you know, maybe that'll help you. Because that was the thing that kept him from playing. He was going to be an Italy guy, and he ended up going into the business world and instructing. He came with us and instructed and did a fantastic job with it. We've got a lifelong friendship with the family and with him. But yeah, it's a crazy world out there with, you know, Bobby Witt is not the prototypical American kid.
No.
Fastest guy in the game. American kid.
I really seriously.
You don't see that.
His dad was a good pitcher. I never thought he was going to be much of anything. It looked too small.
Well, I thought it was American hype, you know, it's he's a top guy. You look at what's his name? The kid with the Tigers that was dropping all the fly balls. Max, they just sent him back to AAA like that. Some of that, God bless, that kid's going to be a good big leaguer. But they get these kids and they show them with the chains, they show them with the gloves, they show them with the spikes, you know, the eye black looking like the last of the Mohicans. And these guys become the prototype of what the American kids think they should be. What they should do is make them go down to a spring.
I'll tell you what I did see, though. I saw something something that I actually liked, but they were saying it was the wrong thing to do. But did you see the clip of Arozarena? Is that his name?
Oh, shaking hands.
he tried to shake the catcher's hand.
And that was his teammate. That's his teammate during the regular season. And
he would,
did you see that, Carl?
And he wouldn't shake it. Hey, we're mortal enemies.
And then
right
a Rosarina after the game, they interviewed him. He cussed him out in three different languages.
Well, that should have been interesting.
Yeah,
to hear.
If anybody can find that, a Rosarina and him are teammates. Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, he just ignored him.
Both stars.
Looked
both
the other
stars,
way.
And he wouldn't shake his hand, and he told him why. Hmm. Nobody knows what Raleigh said, but Raleigh told him why.
Interesting.
And then after the game, Rosarina, literally in the interview, they said he explained why, but he cussed him out so he'd hear him in all three languages.
It's funny. I remember.
It's hysterical.
And he is, my friend John had a stroke in Atlanta. He was my catcher in high school, had a great career. He played football at Grove City, and he had a great career downtown with Double A.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hit a home run, and he was catching for the other team. I came around home plate, and he gave me a nice big high five, and I went and sat down. I'm playing shortstop. He hits a bomb home run, comes around second, goes to give me a high five, and I turn my back on him and look the other way. After the game, we were hanging out. He goes, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
I go, dude, you're on the other team. At that moment, for 2.5 hours, I hate you. I hope you never get a hit.
Well,
I actually was yelling
now
out there, what was wrong with that pitch? I mean, while you're on the other team, I did that to my brother. Ball one, oh, he's looking for a walk. What was wrong with that pitch? Because I swung at everything, I guess. Maybe that was it.
No.
But we laugh still about that. Like, he goes, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't even look at me. Oh, man.
Well, and you talk the old timers.
Down by five now after that home run.
You know, Bob Gibson, George Brett, you know, the old timers. There was no.
That's what I mean.
There was no collaborations. There was no.
Yeah. Like this love
teams.
Fest
yeah,
after
oh,
the
everybody's buddies.
The NBA and the NFL now after the game, everybody's loving on each other.
Exchanging jerseys.
Like, come on, man. You got that much money.
I mean, it's great. You know, if we're working towards world peace, I get it. I don't remember Michael Jordan being great friends with a lot of other guys around the NBA.
And I still to this day, I played a lot of tennis. I played at Kent. If I win, I'm shaking hands at the net, love you, go buy you a drink or something. If I lose, I pick my stuff up, put it in the bag, pretend like I'm pulling up my socks
maybe
and
give
go
him,
right
best,
out.
Maybe give him a complimentary wave.
I didn't
out.
Even do that. I just leave, goodbye. And they're going, I can't believe he did. Did I ever say I was a good sport? I don't remember ever saying
Never.
That. I'm the worst sport.
Well, and the part you have to really, really glance at is they. Is it a different world theory, world view? I don't know. I mean, Latins are always, but they're internally competitive. They're going after each other a little bit, but you know they'll. And that's the NBA. I don't know. I wasn't,
weird
but you know,
to me after the
if you're respectful, hey. But I'm not going to.
Yeah,
sit.
I'm not saying be a jerk. I'm just saying.
But the whole
LeBron used to say, "What am I? What would I be excited about to go over and hug the guy?
The guy
after
just
a
beat
loss.
Me in the NBA Finals. Yeah."
Yeah. No, that's one thing I do like about LeBron. Other than that, I don't.
Well, the ultimate, the high-end competitors are like that. They're not there to be your friend.
No.
They're there to beat you, to chew you up.
But if I make 5 3-pointers, I'm helping other guys on my team. If I'm missing, I'm peeling out in the parking lot and going home.
So I guess one thing we'd want to maybe throw out there to our listening public, and like I said, you can get a hold of us here on the 94.7 site. You can get a hold of Tommy on his Facebook. My friend, what is your thoughts on the World Baseball Classic? Is this something productive for the game? Is it productive
is
for society?
Is anybody paying attention?
Is anybody paying attention? And is it just a big marketing tool to get more people to pay to watch baseball? That they need another $2 billion, you know, on top of what they're already doing with the Dodgers?
I don't know. I think they do need it. I think that...
I think they just want to keep expanding. If they could find baseball player on Mars, they'd probably have a game there.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I just looked up everywhere that they're playing this tournament. So they're playing in San Juan, Houston.
Puerto Rico, which is huge.
Yep.
Houston, warm weather, huge.
Yep. Tokyo.
Huge. Tokyo might be the biggest draw of all of them.
Okay. And Miami.
Okay. And Latin America Central in the United States.
Yep. And then the semifinals and championship games are in Miami.
I rest
and
my case.
This weekend, wow.
So warm weather. They're not going to get rained out. They need to revitalize Miami because they're trying to sell the team and get a new stadium. Because remember, the stadium blew out.
Yeah.
So I mean, Tampa's
Miami, everybody.
Yeah, it was Tampa.
Tampa's stadium blew out.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get as much base. They're trying to get the Latin American. Like, if you it's so hot there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like playing in Texas. It's
but
so
not
hot
as bad
there.
Right now, so I'm sure that's
so
part
they're
of
trying
it.
To draw as many as they can. But yeah, in that case, you know, plus it's got the, hey, Miami nightlife. Come on now.
Yeah.
The players want to be down there because they want to hit the clubs. The fans, you know, it's just a...
It's a party place.
We're running out of time. I thought maybe it would be good right now because...
Tommy's going to make me talk. Tommy and Carl are insisting that I talk
today.
He's
a man guru.
Yes.
So...
Let's talk about
I don't want to say me. Let's talk about Diamond Nine and the latest developments and, you know... Now, if I'm standing in my building, you ask me to talk about me. Yeah, I'm a egotistical...
I can vouch for that.
You know, but in here, I'm probably a little more... Carl's laughing.
You are a little stuffy at the
absolutely.
Band. We'll use the word stuffy.
Stuffy, yeah. Little stern.
A little pompous.
Yeah, so long story short, big congratulations this week. We had five seniors, boys and girls. We didn't have big numbers. Last year, we had big numbers as far as kids coming out. This year, we didn't have as many older kids because I left coaching the B-League, so the kids that were left stayed with us.
But you're still involved in the B-League, though.
Oh, yeah. We still got our hands in it.
Okay.
But all five kids got scholarships. Couldn't be prouder. The latest, Hunter Stacy from Berlin.
Yeah.
Going to my alma mater, Ohio Dominican.
Related to Ed Stacy?
No. Amazingly not.
That's crazy.
Amazingly not.
All right.
Trying to think who else we got out of that crew. My girl, C. Hollander, she's playing over at East. Inner city Youngstown girl, she's going to Westminster. Absolute bomber. I've had her for years. So proud of her, the amount of work she put in to get where she's going. Trying to think, who else am I missing? Jeez. I'm pulling a blank on the other two. You'll have to forgive me. I didn't have coffee before I came. But those guys, Landon have been with me for quite a while. And we had a number of kids last year. But it's a joy to see.
And the strides. I had the privilege of umpiring and running into a kid that was adopted from Hubbard. And he, raw talent. He has come so far in how many months? He's only been there. I brought
October,
him in.
Let's go
in
September, October, November, December.
He is different.
Really has a chance. That kid has a chance.
And he
really
does, and I knew it when I saw him. And his dad was all for bringing him down.
Yep.
And now he said that was the best
grandfather,
thing.
Grandfather, I think.
No, that's who adopted him.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And his he was one of those kids that wanted to do what he did good.
Okay? Yeah.
And the way you ride him like that. When he wants to drift off into something that he likes.
Yeah. Children's Services made me get rid of the bullwhip. I had to get rid of that a little while ago.
But it's just a perfect example of everyone wants to do what they do well, and they don't want to do this drill over here.
He's really embraced it all. And
it's amazing because
he's got really positive enforcement from his grandparents that he lives with.
Yep.
And he's a backwards kid. Usually you'll have a kid from move to Florida. He's from Florida and came up here. So he had some foundation.
Handsome kid. He reminded me a little bit of me. That's what kind of drew me.
A little quieter.
To...
A little quieter. Yeah, not little, as volatile. A little quieter, quieter. But yes. The handsome Dan thing? Absolutely. Absolutely.
But he was a lot faster.
The success of what we're doing here with our friend Carl has been amazing.
It has been.
We got a lot of good, really, really good young
players.
We got
people listening from Tennessee now.
Oh, we got
wanting to be on the show. We got people... Calling
us.
Wanting to be on the show.
Former compatriots we used to play with all of a sudden want to be celebrities, semi-celebrities like us.
Call in, okay.
But ours, we got a fantastic group of young kids. You know, Jesse's done a good job with that facility, managing it, you know, he's setting it up. You know, it's been a great relationship with him and us because he had this beautiful facility, but he wasn't quite sure how to make it crowded. And he called the Kings of making it crowded, and we make it crowded. And the other thing over there, they've got great basketball instructors. You know, it's a twofold facility. You know, those things going on, scholarships, Joe signing, that was huge. You know, Joe, that after he was here, now he's in the Tiger system. They're promoting him straight to AAA.
You're going to be trying to help Cam, too, aren't you? He's not.
Well, if Cam decides, that's Cam's call. If Cam wants to dance back with baseball, which is really what most people were chasing him about in high school, he took the football and baseball route, and God bless him. He did great in both. But, you know, when he said to me, I said, hey, there's been some people reaching out about if you want to take a run at the pro game. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah. I said, and he said, well, I got to come over and start working out again.
Yeah, I don't think football's the thing.
No, he's not going to. God bless.
But it was always baseball to me.
You know, he just made a heck of a run with the football. You got a little less wear and tear in the long term of it. And then we've gotten some contacts from some national publications. I'm knocking on wood. I told Tommy and Carl because they're going to get contacted. Look forward to us being in some national publications about what we do.
I look forward to that.
In the state of the game.
That's really exciting.
But I don't want to like spoil it because, you know, God forbid if something doesn't happen.
Right.
Or it gets postponed.
Well, we're not
going to
say what it is.
Yeah, well, when the time comes and we're done with the interviews and everything, we're going to let everybody know where they can find what we got going on. And it, like I said, it's just gone with Tommy coming on board and us becoming, you know, business partners and compatriots with Carl. The growth has been
very grateful, by the way.
Yes, everybody. And like I said, and I always take it that we're all partners and, you know, and they're always, no, it's you. And like I said, the idea 26, 28 years ago was mine.
You're the one that stepped out of the boat. Not knowing if the water was going to hold your feet.
You got about thigh high. Then a couple times you got about neck high.
But that's the biggest part.
Now it's ankle high.
Yeah, you're the one that came out of the boat, not the rest of us.
And like I said, anything we can do, I don't think I think a lot of people think it's just a marketing gimmick that we'll help anybody. We will literally, especially. It's not. That's always been the basis and foundation with these kids is get them in. Let's get them, if they want to play, let's let them enjoy the game and have some success.
We'll figure out the money part later.
Yeah, that part.
Get them down here.
Yeah, I'll vouch for you because I've been there and I've seen you work, the both of you. I've seen you there working with the kids. Good stuff.
And it's so, when you leave there, if it's just it's a feeling you can't even.
Yeah, it's I did something positive today.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't arrest anybody. I didn't, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. I gave them myself. And I think that's why the karma over the years, in the last few years, is kind of,
yeah.
You know, and like I said, we got the right, you know, we got the right swing of it now. And then the other part was the genius idea of doing this. This has been a labor of love for us to get on the mic.
I knew this was going to be the kick in the.
Yeah, we had people like, "You're going to do what?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you'll see." Now everybody's like, "Hey, can I get on? Hey, can I sponsor? Can I?" You know, and this is part of the reason why the national stuff came, because we've done it right.
Right.
You know, I can't sit and tell you for the 26 years that we always we operated shorthanded and you know things like that. But now everything's you can't beat it. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody out there that supported us because there's so many people all the years that have
thank you.
As players as whatever, and it's transferring into.
And Carl puts in a lot of his own time to help us.
Oh, absolutely! It's like I said, it's like
nobody quite.
You know, you
like
hear the stuff about it's like family. It is like we're all talking all the time, and we got other people that are looking. We got some positive reinforcement. We got some big things coming. We'll be sure to announce. But give us a call 330-766-6790. You can go to JVD9 on Instagram. You can find there's about four Diamond Nine pages on Facebook. Now we got to get Tommy because Tommy's the dude. Tommy finds me people like they go. Tommy will get 36 people texting him going, "Hey, how do I get a hold of your guy?" And then Tommy lets me know or hear.
Yeah, get on me, Tom Sharp, THOM.
What's that lady's name? What, Amanda Mason? We're making a shout out to Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda,
Mason.
Come on.
The one person that has not contacted us when we reached out.
Yeah,
to
I reached out.
So
to
we're
going to
guilt you into calling us at 330-766. 6790. I got to hurry up and run off our list of sponsors.
And if you
on
miss
this
any
side,
of the shows, get on ESPN 94.7 radio.
Scroll
online.
Down the page, you'll find us.
And you'll find all kind of good stuff. And
all
you'll
of,
find
yeah, all the
Mr. Sports and our show and
quickly
past
and
shows.
Thoroughly. Gatta Trucking, Gatta Fam. God bless them. Vinny and the missus can't beat it. Vanessa Construction also. Levy Steel, the Levy family, who's been with us. For my whole career, practically. Franklin Health, our good friend Lee Manios, same thing, Prospects Baseball. Pete Roberto and Del Grave have been guests on this show. Old-time Niles baseball guys, they've done great contributions. Chico Wolbert and his family, his memorial. He's the head of the Trumbull County Sports Hall of Fame, who recently passed away. The Montrose Auto Group, big shout out to them, to Vinny, John Thompson, Mike Thompson, dear friends over the years. Malone College Baseball, The Den, Jesse DiGiacomo, 422 Airdoll in Candywood.
Wine Cellar.
I never get that one right. And then my dear friend with DNR Audio, Damon LaRiviere. Couldn't do all this. My family, my friends, all the people that support us.
See you next week.
Talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.